Disgraced trader Nick Leeson says many financial institutions still lack integrated IT systems that would have prevented him from hiding the losses that led to the collapse of Barings Bank back in 1995. At a media briefing at RSA Conference 2009, Leeson emphasized the need for IT systems to span the whole organization to link all sources of information.
If you don't have all of the information, then it doesn't matter what your system can do and what bells and whistles it's got. You know, somebody is going to be able to avoid something. You know, and if you, certainly in the world of finance, where you look where there's something like $64 trillion worth of trades in the OTC market that don't actually reside anywhere. How can the system do what it says it's supposed to do? Because it just doesn't have all of the information. And some of the stuff I talk about is, you know, at Barings, and I'll give you an easy example. There were some really simple things that should have been done. You know, I had at the end of 1994, I had Barings Bank was the capital base of Barings Bank was £250 million. Okay, at the end of 1994, I had £500 million with me in Singapore for a bona fide position that was tiny, according to London. But the Treasury Department sat there in isolation and could reconcile that there was £500 million with me in Singapore. The Settlements Department would sit there and see that the positions would agree. But there was no computation done to see whether the amount of margin that was being posted had any relevance for the position. And, you know, there was a human link that was supposed to be doing that and putting those two pieces of information together. Yeah. And that's where the breakdowns started to occur. You know, it was proven when the liquidators went back and looked through the reports that every single trade for a 3-year period was sent back to the IT department in London. And then religiously every single day they deleted those trades.
At Barings, says Leeson, no information was shared between various departments electronically.
The actual sharing of information between departments, nothing was done electronically. Like if somebody had actually gone into the Singapore International Monetary Exchange's accounts and seen what the position was, you know, it would have been, they would have seen 64,000 option positions or whatever the figure was.
Yeah.
Whilst in London, they believe that we probably had 5,000. So the stuff is fairly, you know, it's fairly basic stuff, but the, you know, the communication between the different parts was just never done. It was certainly never done electronically. Otherwise, an exception would have been thrown out.
Leeson says despite the lack of integrated IT systems, he still marvels at the fact that he was able to hide losses for as long as he did.
It was very, very simple stuff. We only had two accounts. If people had added the two accounts together and compared it to Simex, there would have been a huge difference. And nobody, no human person did that. There were no systems in place to do that at the time within Barings. So it certainly wasn't a bonus that prompted me. The thing that I probably got more thrill out of was the success, or perceived success. You know, and it was only me who knew what depth of success there was within it. At the time, you know, I used to walk onto the trading floor and people would be afraid to trade with me because I would buy in Tokyo and I would buy in Singapore. So they would sell to me and then they had nowhere to buy from. So they always lost money. You get yourself into a situation where all of the people around me had bought into the success story. So there was the people that I'd worked with, the people that worked for me. And then even in the domestic situation at home as well. And it's very, very difficult to say stop.
Now, you said earlier that you suspect that things have not really changed that much. Well, why? What would be the reasons, do you think, in that?
Because it costs. And I'm sure every single bank in the world would want to incorporate that within the way they do their business. But how you sell that to them, I don't know, because it costs.
According to Leeson, Barings, Societe Generale and other financial scandals all share common factors.
Any financial scandal is similar in that it, if you go to the core of it, it's about poor systems and poor controls and a massive oversight on behalf of the management of the bank or the board, wherever you believe the responsibility lies. I mean, Jerome Kerviel, you look at episodes where Eurex had spoken to the Bank of France because they had concerns over some of the trading that was being done. The Bank of France had spoken to SocGen, but then SocGen did nothing. No, the responsibility lies with Kerviel because he stepped out of line, and with me it lies with me because I stepped out of line. But there have to be things in place that stop you doing it. you know, whether that's the corporation that you work within, whether that then extends out to the central banks, the exchanges that exist, they should have sufficient and good enough controls in place to make sure that you can't go as far as I did, you can't go as far as Kerviel did, or you can't go as far as collectively the world of finance went just recently. Those controls have to be in place, and that's where I think the developments in IT are key, because you can't rely on the human element to make sure that those controls are in place.
Leeson says any part of the business could have challenged what he was doing, but none of them had an understanding of the market or how the different parts of it fitted together.
In terms of systems, Bearings was a complete mishmash of systems. There was nothing that was existed across the organisation. There were silly things that used to happen, certainly with Bearings in Singapore. When the end of the month came, I would give a balance sheet to the financial controller in Singapore, who would incorporate that into her system, send it back to London, and they would incorporate it within theirs. So again, going back to, you know, that human element, as long as the account balance line agreed, it wasn't investigated any further. Whereas if anybody had picked up that data or shared it on any other day of the month, they would have seen that there was a massive hole in the balance sheet, which was, you know, my illegal 5/8 account.
And what would Leeson recommend from an IT system point of view?
It's impossible to mitigate risk unless you have all of the information. With so much still existing over the counter and not effectively existing on an exchange and not being calculated, how can anybody really still assess what the risks are to an organisation? When they came in and they tested the Bearings risk management systems, they were completely off the wall in terms of how inaccurate they were. And we were using these systems to basically try and work out what a movement in the market was going to do to the company. Now, a lot of that existed OTC at the time. And if you don't have all of that information and you're not bringing it all together through an IT system, removing some of the human element, which I think has to be done as well, then unfortunately, I think, you know, episodes like Bearings, Jerome Kerviel will continue to occur. Hopefully what will come out of the recent episode is that a global financial collapse could be avoided.
For Computer Weekly, I'm Warwick Ashford, reporting from RSA Conference 2009.